This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch an Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-08, on board its Small Satellite Launch Vehicle, SSLV, this morning. The launch will take place at 9:17 a.m. from Satish Dhawan Space Center in Sriharikota. 6.5 hour countdown for the launch began at 2:47 a.m. early morning today. The countdown for this mission is very short. The mission named SSLV-D3-EOS-08 will be the third and final developmental flight for SSLV, after which the rocket will get into full-fledged operational mode. Renowned missile scientist Dr. Ram Narayan Agarwal passed away yesterday. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has expressed grief over the demise of Dr. Agarwal, who was an outstanding aerospace scientist. Honoured with Padma Shri and Padma Bhushan, Dr. Agarwal was instrumental in the development of Agni, India's long-range missile. In a social media post, DRDO added that Dr. Agarwal led the country's ambitious Agni missile program for over 2 decades. The Indian Medical Association, IMA, has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services from 6 a.m. tomorrow in protest of the alleged rape and murder of a trainee woman doctor at the state-run R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata and the subsequent vandalism at the facility. The medical body said in a statement that outpatient departments, OPD, will not function and elective surgeries will not be conducted. However, essential services will be maintained and casualty wards will remain operational. Bharatiya Janata Party's Mahila Morcha, the women's cell of BJP, will take out a silent candle march in Kolkata today to condemn the ghastly act. The march will be taken at 6 p.m. outside the R.G. Carr MCH under the leadership of its national president, Vanathi Srinivasan. BJP Rajya Sabha member Darshan Singh and national office bearers like Sangeeta Yadav, Geeta Shakya, Indu Bala Goswami and its West Bengal in charge Pooja Kapil Mishra will also take part in the march. The state unit of the BJP has also called for a 2-hour cease work at all state government establishments across Bengal and also called for road blockades in all the districts from 2 p.m. today. President Draupadi Murmu hosted at-home reception on the occasion of Independence Day at Rashtrapati Bhavan last evening. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla and Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachud were present on the occasion. Union ministers including Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Dr. S. Jayashankar, Ashnavi Vaishno, Piyush Goyal and Shivraj Singh Chauhan and other eminent dignitaries were also present on the occasion. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will embark on a 2-day visit to Telangana and Andhra Pradesh from today. Mr. Dhankar will visit Kahana Shanti Vanam in Hyderabad today. Tomorrow, the Vice President will visit Akshara Vidyalaya Campus and Skill Development Centre, the Swarna Bharat Trust and the Muppa Varappu Foundation at Nellore in Andhra Pradesh. He will also preside the 23rd anniversary celebrations of Swarna Bharat Trust Venkatachalam in Andhra Pradesh. The nation pays homage to former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his death anniversary today. A prayer meeting has been organized at the Samadhi of Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Sadaiv Atal in New Delhi. Sweden reported its first mpox case yesterday, a day after the World Health Organization, WHO, declared the infection a global public health emergency. With this, Sweden has also become the first country outside the African continent to report the more contagious strain of mpox virus. The patient is believed to have contracted the virus during a visit to a region in Africa currently experiencing a major outbreak of mpox clade 1. India will host the third Voice of Global South Summit tomorrow. The theme of the summit is an empowered Global South for a sustainable future. External Affairs Ministry said it will act as a platform to expand discussions held in previous summits on a range of complex challenges that continue to affect the world, such as conflicts, food and energy security crisis, and climate change. And that is the end of this news bulletin.